can't wait for Riser to hit message in a bottle. I know he's got it ready to go. Hasn't he, T?
As he scrambles. Because this is a great story if you haven't heard it. A few days ago, local photographer Matt Streefield was doing a bit of renovations.
Mm-hmm.
And in between the wall lining, he found something.
What did he find?
Well, he did find a message in a bottle, didn't you, Matt?
That is correct, I did.
Wow.
Tell us what happened.
So we're ripping out a few walls to make way for our new kitchen, and the boys are taking their smoko, and I sort of went into the kitchen to see what, you know, they've been up to and how much progress they've made, and where the fridge used to be, I had looked down, and sure enough, sitting between two sheets of plasterboard was this milk bottle. I pulled it out, and there was something inside, a piece of paper, and I took it out to the guys, and I said, hey, check this out. I just found a bottle in between the wall, and they're like, oh, you're kidding us. And I said, no, I'm dead serious. So we, you know, took the paper out, unrolled it, and, you know, there was a message on there, written in 1974 by the four, you know, tradesmen who were working on the house at the time.
And the story gets better from there.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So on the note, it sort of listed four gentlemen who were doing the work, their dates of birth. They explained that they were actually waiting on their weekly pay for that week, which was $106 at the time. And they also referenced that they put the message in the bottle, and the bottle was one of the first that had the metric conversion of 600 mil. So
wow.
Australia at that time was undergoing the change from imperial to metric.
Matt, with their dates of birth, you would have quickly done the maths. How old are those tradies now?
So the oldest one, Donald Day, would have been nowadays in his 90s, if he's still with us. We haven't actually been at a locate if he's still alive. Mm-hmm. Two of the younger ones, Gary Lane and Ron Nidri, we have actually tracked down. And I've been in contact with both. I've met Ron in person. And, you know, the flow-ons from this happening of, you know, people are coming out of the, you know, the woodwork, so to speak, is, you know.
Literally.
literally, yeah.
No, tell me, when you contacted, did they go straight away, oh, the bottle, or really? No, don't remember that.
Well, what happened was it obviously went on Facebook, as most things do, to get the word out, and that caught fire pretty quick, which is quite surprising. But, you know, Newcastle's a small place and fairly well connected, as you guys are probably, you know, well aware. And it was only a matter of time before people started, you know, commenting to other people, tagging them with, you know, do you know this person? This last name sounds familiar. And it was a connection via my wife that actually knew Ron's niece through sport. And then, you know, checked out. And then by the end of the day, I had a phone call from Ron. And we had a good chat. He was explaining to me that, you know, they were indeed waiting on a Friday afternoon or something like that for the boss to come and pay him. And,
in envelopes with money inside?
More than likely the yellow envelopes with the cash inside, yeah. And, you know, like, since that, you know, we've discovered that the man's name on the card, Cliff Miller, turns out was, you know, another Newcastle local, and we actually know members of that family that we wouldn't have had no idea otherwise.
Wow. Crazy, isn't it?
Unless now, we found this. Yeah.
Now, you're continuing the tradition, Matt. Is that right?
Yeah. So the company that actually did the lining initially, Newcastle Interior Linings, I looked them up and gave them a call. Wasn't sure if they'd still be around, but they indeed were. So we've organised for them to do round two of the plastering and sheeting work when the extension is close to completion and the renovation of the kitchen. So they're going to put a little relic in the wall, hopefully something similar to what the guys in 74 did. And my family and kids, we're going to put our own little message in a bottle detailing a history of events, what's happened with these other bottles, and also a little face mask and a description of what life was like with the
COVID.
Current pandemic period. Yeah.
There's no way you would have seen this one coming as a message that you would leave behind, but it's true, isn't it?
It's great. It's a great story, Matt, and it's so good that you're able to share it with your kids. It's like loads of fun because they'll be growing up, having their own kids and going, you know, this is what happened way back when. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, everything's digital online these days, and they probably only hear legends of this stuff like this happening, but for it to actually happen in their own home and see for real is a nice throwback to the past.
The weird thing is too, Matt, that your kids will then grow up and somewhere along the line be contacted with, you know, this, you know, Tandy and I'll still be on air because we've got a big long contract and we'll be able to talk to them about how they followed, found the bottle they planted in 2021.
Oh, thanks for chatting to us, Matt. Really appreciate you bringing the story to life for us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Good on you, Matt.
There's Matt. Hey, I think you'd left yesterday. You know that Risey's done this?
Yes, I'm bringing up a photo now. I realised I took a photo of it. I built a little bench seat at my house, and inside the bench seat, I put a piece of timber. Do you want me to read what I wrote?
Yeah.
Stella's seat. This bench seat was built by Stella Stewart, age 2 years old, dad Ryan, mum Lucy, and little baby brother Oscar, 10 days old, date 5th of January 2016.
Just think, Tanya, I'll have them on the show long after you're dead.
For 30 years, you'll talk to them.
Oh, people don't realise that we have a founder of youth and that we will be on air until those dates.
Well, I think it's great. Yeah. We're curious, though. Are there people out there that have left things behind?
Yep.
Whether it's a message in a bottle or, as you have done, scrawled on something for it to be uncovered at a later date.
I didn't give mine enough thought. BJ and my handprints on our concreted driveway.
Same.
There you go.
Right?
Yep.
That's going to go.
Yeah, I know.
Someone's going to go, give it an art.
I know.